Twins looking to split their series with the Mariners. They got great pitching from Jose Berríos, and they got great early hitting. That's a pretty good formula for success. We pick it up in the bottom of the first. Eduardo Escobar facing Ariel Miranda.
And the 3-2, a swing and a fly ball, left field, well hit. That's going to send Gamble back. Gamble at the wall. It's gone. Number 5 can do no wrong. Another home run, his 7th, and the Twins lead 2-0.
With Nevermore, the 2 runs allowed. That's high to deep left field. Going back is Gamble, and gone, Jimenez, with a 3-run home run, and it is 5-0.
Another good at-bat by a Twins batter. Escobar had a good one. Jimenez right there.
And in each case, they fell behind 0-2. There goes another one, if it's fair. Fair, and Jimenez has a 2 home run game. A bullet to left. And it's 6-1. Breaking ball, got it.
Big strikeout right there. First out here in the 7th inning.
Trying to make a quick correction. He's set to go. And the 3-2 popped up. Playable infield right side. It's Vargas charging in down the line. He's got it. And he squeezes it in fair territory. And that's out number 3.
The Twins win it 6-2. Berríos, 8 innings. He allows just 2 runs on 5 hits and strikes out 6 to lower his ERA to 2.74 on the season. Escobar goes 3-for-4, and Jimenez is the first Twins catcher with a multi-homer game since Joe Mauer in August of 2009. For Berríos, it's his longest outing of his young career, and after the game, his skipper Paul Molitor talked about the win.
To come back, split the series, which isn't all bad when you lose 2 of the first 3, obviously, and then Jose just going out there and really giving us a solid outing, getting through 8 innings. It really helps your bullpen a lot, especially heading into 4 and 3 over the next 3 days. So, good win offensively. Esco continues his little hot run here. I don't know if anybody's jumped that many points in June. But it's been nice to watch him contribute, and then Jimenez had a big day for us too with a couple homers.
It almost seemed like Berríos was able to get stronger as it went on. Is there something about him that allows him to do that?
Well, I thought he was good. He had a couple hiccups, a leadoff walk a couple times where command, blocked his progress a little bit. I think 3 of the 5 hits were on 3-1 counts, so we keep getting those reminders about trying to pitch ahead. But he was good. We were trying to figure out how far we could take him, and given the cushion, while it wasn't huge, it was enough to get him back out there and get him through 8.
Jimenez came into the game with just 1 home run on the season. He goes deep twice in the game's first 3 innings, and he talked about his power display after the game.
I got lucky all facets. Just trying to get balls up in the zone, out over the plate, and put good swings on it. I feel like I've started to do that a little bit more lately, and it's just something that we've been working on in the cage, and we're trying to get me to square the ball up a little bit more.
We know here in Minnesota, when the weather gets warm, the ball carries there. Your team, now in the last 3 ball games as a group, has 11 home runs. Do you almost feed off each other in situations like this?
100%. I mean, without a doubt. It's hitting's contagious. We kind of set the tone with that second game, and had a decent night last night, even though we came up on the short end of it. But today we did a great job of coming out early and putting a few on the board, and Hosey kind of took it from there.
Mariners have been in the ball hard all week, and you needed it with Cleveland coming in. A big game from Jose Berríos. What was the game plan, and how did it work out?
I mean, he's a stud, just an absolute stud. Really, we just tack with heaters. They know he's got a really good breaking ball, so we wanted to go out there, use the fastball, establish that, and then wipe him out with breaking balls, and he did exactly that tonight.
We saw you on your second home run talking to the ball. Did you think about the old Carlton Fisk wave?
Yeah, I was. I said a few choice words to it when I was running to first. Just please stay fair, and I don't need another foul one this year, so I'll take it.
The Twins welcome the Indians to Minneapolis for a 4-game series starting on Friday. Nick Turley gets the start against Carlos Carrasco in the opener.